Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
So, as I've said so many times on this program before, we do love a real business success story. And this week in our regular Monday Entrepreneur Spotlight, I'm going to introduce you to someone who's turned a group chat into a thriving travel business. Ndabentle Nchangasi co-founded Air Student. He was still at university and he spotted an opportunity to make flying more affordable for students. And I think what started as literally a hustle between campuses has grown into a national travel network with corporate clients, festival deals and big name partnerships. But I suspect the road hasn't always been a smooth one. And tonight I want to find out what really it takes to scale up from a student startup to a serious player. So Ndabentle, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. And take us right back to the beginning. What made you look at student flight and suddenly see a business opportunity? Was there a kind of aha moment?
Evening, Jeremy. Thank you very much for having me. So I guess the first question I would have to ask is, how much time do you have? Because
I've got enough time, honestly, for a flight between here and Durban.
All right.
Can you get
perfect.
Me a deal?
I have someone who could get you a really good deal on that.
I thought you might say that.
Looking back, it's actually time has gone so quickly, so much learned. You know, the idea stems from a real need that I was facing at the time. I wanted to be able to go home between university and my home, and I had to take a flight, which got really expensive. And when looking at it, I quickly realized there's so many of us that have to go through the same thing, that maybe I could get a better deal if I tried to do group booking. And so I started off with the WhatsApp group, you know, and so the business was born from a real need that was there, that I was facing, that people around me were facing, and then it just grew and grew from there.
So how many people did you have on the WhatsApp group where you started to see real benefit in group booking?
Yeah, so we laugh now, but at the time I was super excited with the first group of 17 people on the WhatsApp group. And I remember having contacted Comair to let them know that we have this many people and I need your assistance now in getting an even better deal. The head of national sales was Comair, used to operate Kulula, by the way, said I have to get more than 10,000 people each week flying. What do you mean you only have 17? And so you know, it to me it seemed like a really big group, but at the time I realized, we still have a lot of work to do here.
But having said that, though, from 17 you have grown that exponentially. What was the secret sauce?
I think the secret sauce is being wet behind the ears and being a bit naive in business, you know, being just driven by that youthful enthusiasm. We were not afraid to ask for things, you know, as I made the joke about Comair now, but like I instead of flying to Durban when I was going home from Cape Town, I flew to Johannesburg so I could wait outside the guy's office, you know, and ask him for a deal. And when he saw that, you know, he was like, wow, I rarely come across people who are so driven. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a good deal and then it's your job to go sell it. When I went back to the student base we had in Cape Town with the deals in hand, our WhatsApp group went from 17 people on the chat to over 600 people who had signed up to fly on the very next group. So, you know, sometimes being able to just like rock up to people's office and ask for exactly what you're looking for, being super direct, I think that can really like add a lot of value to any business.
I think you're skimming over what might be the most interesting part of the story. I'd suggest to you that most startups would go to a potential partner, maybe with a pitch deck. You tell me that you showed up uninvited to an airline office. How did you get your foot in the door and how did that conversation go?
So, Jeremy, I can say it now because the website's been taken down. But we used to have a website in South Africa called ceoemail.com. And whenever you typed any company in that website, the CEO of that company's email address would pop up. And so as an ECOS student in UCT, I drafted up this amazing spreadsheet for the CEO of Comair, Eric Fenter at the time. And I said to him, I have this amazing, and we could really turn your airline into something really special. He responded, you know, CCing Brian Kitchen, who was the national sales guy at the time, and was like, hey, this seems cool. Would you be interested in checking it out further? And of course, Brian, with a lot on his plate, couldn't do it himself. But the person he sent wasn't really interested in chasing a guy with 17 people on his spreadsheet. And so I had to then jump on a flight. I waited outside Brian's kitchen and I spoke to his PA, who I then had to convince that Brian wasn't really needed in that HR meeting that he had scheduled. So can I please have 45 minutes with him? And what a lovely lady she was, because she saw, I guess, the excitement I had in my eyes and she let me in. And one meeting with Brian really turned what was just a WhatsApp group for me into a serious business that has now done bookings for companies like Alan Gray Orbis, for the biggest festival in Africa, Rocking the Daisies, and what it is today.
What I'm also hearing between the lines here is that you obviously have an innate confidence in your own ability, but you also are not afraid to put your foot in the door and not remove it until someone lets you inside.
Yeah. You know, I think about all the biggest change makers, whether of our time or before our time, and I'm really inspired by how people are able to really make the decisions within themselves that, hey, I want this to be a reality for me and for the people around me. And so then I'm going to build it in the way that I think I can make it possible. And I hope to have a fraction of the courage that I've seen a lot of the entrepreneurs that come before me, and not just entrepreneurs, you know, like South Africa has a long history of even social activists and political activists who have really shaped the fabrics of this country. And, you know, I think it all stems from internally making that decision that, hey, I think I can do this, and that's why I'm going to give it my best shot to do that. And I hope to also have that, you know, whenever I feel that spark inside me, I always give it the space it needs to grow into a really strong fire.
All right, let's move the story on a little bit. At some point, obviously, the student market itself was not going to be sustainable, so you would need to pivot into corporate travel. And then I think in 2021, you also landed funding, which was going to upscale the business.
Yeah. So I was in my final year of university now. I'd gotten an amazing co-founder, Lwanda Shabalala. And we were thinking, how then do we create this business into something that we could both live off of? And we quickly realized that students flying four times a year really wasn't going to make the cut, you know. But then we saw, because even during COVID, the one group that was allowed to travel was for business travel, you know, and other workers who are essential workers. And so we thought maybe that could be the next market, because we'd been working on some really cool technology. And with the assistance of Travel IT and Tourvest, we thought, okay, we could really create something that could be special also for business travel. We then went out to look for some funding, and E Squared Investments were more than happy to get on the bandwagon. In 2021, they've joined since 2021, giving us substantial amounts of funding since then, and continue to do so from time to time. And we've now, together with Tourvest, created some really cool tech behind corporate travel as well. Meaning that if you are a corporate traveler looking to take down your travel costs, take down the costs you spend on travel agents, you can really get behind something like this.
What's been the hardest part of the journey so far?
I think the hardest part of the journey is not having a clear roadmap. And what I mean by that, Jeremy, is that, you know, we don't know exactly what the next steps are in terms of our day-to-day operations. You know, going to school, you know, from grade one to grade two to grade three. But in business, there's just so much that happens almost every day that you always are putting out these large fires on almost a day-to-day basis. The nice thing we have is we have a vision that all of us have bought into, and we have steps towards working towards that. And so once in a while, we take a step out of the day-to-day, and we see that we are making progress. But on a day-to-day, it's just been a terrible fight almost all the time, with beautiful victories that make it all worthwhile. So once in a while you feel, oh, this is actually why I do it.
Okay, we're about to hit the runway on this interview very quickly. Let me suggest to you that Air Student is probably not the name that you should be taking into the future. You're bigger than that now.
Of course. And that is actually the next in our journey. And if you or any of your viewers feel you've got the name for us, the perfect name for us, feel free to email at info@airstudent.co.za and we'll take your name forward. But we are definitely on the step of changing the whole feel and brand of this company and really taking on the next steps there.
Yeah, I suspect the person who sends you a good name might even get a deal on a flight to Durban. I'm going to leave it there. Ndabentle Nhlangasi, thank you very much indeed. For the moment, the name of the company is Air Student, but as you've heard, it will change at some point. It's been a privilege and a pleasure talking to you. As I said, we do love a business success story on this program.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.